Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Jeremiah 3 said, 3:15, you don't have to go there, I'm going to quote it for you. The Lord said that there's a lot of things that was going through the children of Israel during Jeremiah's days, but here's what he told. He said, this is the voice of God speaking, I will give you pastors after my heart, after my own heart. I will give you pastors. So you better watch who's giving them. If he's giving you a pastor, he's giving you pastors that's going to take care of you, watch over you. But he says, I will give you pastors, shepherds. I will give you pastors after my own heart. And they will feed you with understanding. They'll feed you. They'll feed you with knowledge and understanding. That's what I hope to do every time I'm with you in this time. Anytime, I hope I'm able to be able to feed you with knowledge and understanding from the Lord. Gain understanding. We have to understand this book. We have to understand some things that the Spirit of God is showing us and what He's bringing up. We just don't need to have a knowledge of it. We just need to have the understanding of what we've been taught. And we want to do that every time we come together. But I'm going to talk to you this morning, hopefully give you some understanding concerning the faces of witchcraft and how we oppose them. I don't know if you know it or not, but there has been it's been for a long time that witchcraft has been happening and going on and actually it started with in the garden, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But Adam sinned willfully, and in that willful sin, he became a rebel. He wasn't cooperating with God. He was opposing the very thing that God said. So it's not something new. It really isn't. But it has increased in this nation so much so that it is promoted and actually advertised on TV. And that actually last night at 7 o'clock in New York City, there was a group of people coming together to pronounce their spells and incantations and all the hexes, and they were very vocal about it. And they went after Justice Kavanaugh. Whether you agree with Justice Kavanaugh or not, that's not what I'm trying to get you to do. But I am telling you that he is a leader in this nation, and my Bible tells me to pray for the leaders. He also tells you to pray for the leaders. And I also found out this week that there has been thousands of people connecting online together every Wednesday for a year. Online every Wednesday for a solid over a year to do curses and hexes and spells over your president. Whether you like the president or not is not my issue with you. My issue with anybody, if you want to complain about a president and really not pray for him, you're already out of balance. Already out of balance. And we should pray for him. But I did not know that they had been meeting for over a year on Wednesday, online, making the connection online, all over this, probably all over the world. I know this nation. So there's a lot of witchcraft that is rising up. Listen, this is not going to be one of your little fluffy favorite messages from your pastor this morning. I'm going to give you knowledge and understanding by the Spirit of God. And I want you to listen very intently. And I want you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to you and to me as we go into this. But the Bible says that witchcraft is basically rooted in fear of man, because Proverbs 29:25 says, the fear of man brings a snare. The fear of man brings a snare. Already you're entrapped with some things. The enemy, once you are, if you're not born again, the enemy is doing his best to keep you from becoming born again. Matter of fact, he may feed you religion to get you to think you are when you're not. It's true. And then if you are born again, he can't do anything about that anymore because you belong to the Lord. So he can't take you out of that. But what he tries to do is to present things to you and deceive you and I in a way that brings us lifeless, brings us to a point of being lifeless, fruitless, powerless, and impotent. That's what he wants to do. If he can't do anything about your salvation, and he can't, then he'll try to hinder us from becoming everything that God says that we are, not going to be, that we are. And he is in the process of pushing back from you knowing what God wants you to know in who he is and who you are. And he wants to hinder you and bring you to a powerlessness. And by the way, the church in a lot of places has no power. I just now remember what Pastor Terry Wilson said last week concerning, you know, that thing about, hey, what am I supposed to wear? And then the pastor didn't like what the man was wearing. He told him to go back and pray about it. And y'all remember him saying that? And he went back and he wore the same thing the next Sunday. He said, well, did you pray about it? Yeah, what did he say? He said, I don't know. I've not been there either. You know, the whole thing is there's a lot of places where the tangible presence of God is not residing. Now, he is everywhere, but the manifestation of who God is not residing because there's so much opposition against the presence of God. So much opposition. And it's an antichrist spirit, but it comes in the form of witchcraft. And we need to be aware of this, and we need to understand it. But today we're going to talk about identifying, if we have time, the influence of witchcraft that is in our lives. And somebody will say, oh, I don't have any of that. Well, we'll look at that and we'll see. And expose how it operates in society. But before we do that, I want us to read this passage. It's in 1 John chapter 4. Everybody say, but first, let's do this. All right. I want you to, here's what it is. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Test the spirits to see if they are from God, which means what? There are some that are not from him. See, there's a testing that has to go, and he tells you, beloved, don't believe every spirit that you come in contact with. Test the spirits to see whether they're of God, from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Now, this word confesses does not mean you just say it. It means that you are in alignment and agree with what's been said. Next verse. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of Antichrist. This is the spirit of Antichrist, of which you have heard that is coming. It is coming, and now it is already in the world. It's coming, but it's already in the world. All right, next verse. I want you to stand to your feet. And I want you to read this with me. Are you ready? Now, this is talking about you. All right, here we go. You are from God, little children. And have... Read that again. Just go back. You are next verse. Read it. Next. Stay standing. See, the establishment of what we're saying here, I want you to understand that you have a divine immunity. You really do. And here, this is what it is. But we are from God. Say, I am from God. Look at somebody and say, you're from God. Now, it won't apply if you're not born again. All it is mouthing words. So we have to know that we are from God because we know that we're born again. And this is what he says. He says, say this again. We are from God.
Who?
Stop. He who knows God listens to what you have to say. All right, continue. He who is not from God doesn't listen to what you have to say. There's a whole world system that does not listen to what you have to say. Why? Not from God. Now, why is this important? Read the next part. By this, spirit of truth is when you're from God, you have something to say, and they are from God, and they listen to the truth that is being spoken. Spirit of truth. Here's how you know the spirit of truth. Then there's the spirit of error. What is the spirit of error? You being able to say something that is true, and they're not going to listen to it. There's a spirit of error at work, which is connected to the spirit of witchcraft. Because they don't want to listen. Not going to hear it. Not going to listen. Not going to hear it. But see, it's our job to do. When you see this, it's our job to do what? Speak the truth. Speak the truth in love. But we speak the truth because every person needs to hear, whether they're in bondage or whether they're free. Every person needs to hear the truth. It's not left up to you and I to make them listen because you can't do it anyway. But it is left up to you and I to present to them the truth and to be able to stand up against darkness, right? Stand up against darkness and present the light. And light will repel the darkness. Amen? Say, I am from God.
I am from God.
All right, you may be seated. We are from God. So I wanted to make that qualification first before we started, because I want you to understand that you're in a position of being protected by God, being watched over by God, but you need to understand this concerning witchcraft. Paul said this over in Galatians, that the deeds of the flesh, the works of the flesh, and he names witchcraft as a work of the flesh. So if it's a work of the flesh, you and I, if we walk in the flesh, can be involved in witchcraft. No, I can't do that. Well, you're already deceived. Because the Bible says that it is a work of the flesh. Just like all the gossip, the strife, the murmur, all of that he talks about, it's a deed, it's a work of the flesh. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
That is the truth. So we need to understand that we need to stay away from we need to crucify the flesh, die how often? Every day. Your old man's already, the old nature's already crucified. It's dead. But your flesh, the flesh is still carrying on. And we will follow the flesh or we'll follow the spirit. If we follow the flesh, we will get what? Corruption in the flesh. We'll reap corruption. Follow the Spirit, we'll get life. Amen? So we need to make sure that we're not taken by surprise concerning witchcraft. Now, every time when we hear witchcraft, when we hear the word witchcraft or we see the word witchcraft, we always think about, you know, the seances and the casting of spells and all this very overt stuff, which means it's done openly. See, the overtness of witchcraft is done openly. It's not hidden. It's just, hey, here we are. Now, listen, it's very overt right now for this nation. Very overt. You won't find many news stations that will actually report on this. There has been one so far, but they won't report on it because they don't want to bring it up. Why? They're not listening. They don't hear the truth. So it's okay. It's just okay with it. One person on the news said, yeah, they're just fine with it. And they're trying to get as many people to come and be involved in it as they possibly can. So this is a battle. This is a struggle. But we are what? More than conquerors. We have to understand where we are, who we are, who he is, and who we are in him, and who he is in us. We have got to understand that right off the bat. Got to understand that. But you need to understand, too, that if you operate in the flesh, you have the potential to operate in witchcraft. Nobody wants to hear that, but that is the truth. One of the deeds of the flesh is strife. Has anybody ever operated in strife? If you've been in the flesh, you can operate in strife. Why? Because that's the deeds of the flesh. That's the deeds of a fleshly lifestyle. So the spirit of error is connected to the people who will not listen to what God has to say. That's the spirit of error, which is of witchcraft. I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For our struggle, or we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. The problem with the church most of the time is we look at this first part that says, and there's another translation says, we wrestle not. Period. We're not going to wrestle. We're not going to put up with it because we don't have to. Well, that's not what my Bible says. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Our warfare is not against people. Our warfare is against the spirits that's in the wickedness that's in the different places. And there's wickedness just about everywhere you go. See, so we wrestle against that wickedness. Why? Do you know wrestling is not one of those where somebody is... I can't wrestle with anybody that's on that back row. Wouldn't want to. They're all dancers. Dancers have a... anyway... But you can't, wrestling is what? Come on, Pastor John, come up here. This is not even going to be a fair fight. Come on up here. You better get rid of them glasses. I'll mess you up. Mess you up. Huh? See, this wrestling is like this this close contact. This. You got it. You know this. Now, I'm going to go on record right here. Lisa, I saw that phone. I saw that phone doing this number right here. Look. Now, it's just to demonstrate that he didn't say wrestling's going to be far off. Wrestling's going to be close. When you get into the darkness is close. Right? It's not way off. It's right here. Matter of fact, it's in your face. What? You. You're coming back for more. Wrestling is close. It's up close. That's our struggle. So against the spiritual forces of wickedness that's in heavenly places. We automatically start thinking that, okay, this witchcraft is all this spells and incantation, and it is. But it's more than that. It's more than that. Overtly, it's openly seen, unconcealed, and it's noticeable. Witchcraft involves the conscious awareness of what's being done and a participation in it. Satan's plan is to be so deceptive that we will enter into certain things unknowingly. And with that, we will render ourselves without power. We'll render ourselves without the fruit. So we need to be cautious of this thing called witchcraft. All these things with hexes and all that. Satan is a devious manipulator. Witchcraft is counterfeit spiritual authority, using a spirit other than the Holy Spirit to dominate, manipulate, and control. Write this passage down, Deuteronomy chapter 18. Deuteronomy 18. Verse 9. When you enter the land the Lord your God is given you, when you enter into the land that the Lord your God has given you, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nations. When you enter into the land that God has given you, do not learn the ways of that people. Learn the ways of the Lord. That's, you know, the New Testament comparison to that is Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, you're aligning yourselves up with what God is saying in your thoughts and what you believe. And that will bring transformation. If we do not do that, my Bible tells me that you will be conformed to the world. See, we think, well, I won't be conformed, but I'm not going to renew my mind. Impossible. Not happening. The only way you're going to be able to not be conformed to the world, not be conformed to whatever is that the world is pushing, whatever the world, the system is wanting Christians to be delighted in, for us not to conform to that, for us not to be squeezed into that mold, it's for us to be able to know what God is saying and have our minds and our thought processes to align with God. Yes? And in the renewing, not the renewal, not a one-time thing, it's a constant renewing of our mind. It's a constant renewing. And in that, we'll be able to show, the Bible says that you will be able to show forth, to prove, that you may prove. That word prove means to show forth to others what the will of God is. You want people to know the will of God? Then you and I have to start renewing our mind with what God says and who God is and who we are and be able to demonstrate that so they will know the will of God. That's a open demonstration of us knowing God and people knowing what the will of God is. Really, one of the biggest things that, you know, people say, well, I just don't really know what the will of God is for my life. It starts with renewing your mind. That's where it starts. Amen? Okay. All right. Deuteronomy, you find Deuteronomy 18 said, when you go into this land God has given you, do not learn to imitate their detestable ways. The nations are there. Verse 10, let no one be found among you who sacrifices his son or daughter in fire. God's telling his people, now listen, you're going to go into places where they're going to be sacrificing their children. Don't do that. That's the reason we stand so hard against abortion. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices his son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcrafts, casts spells, or who is a medium or a spiritist, or who consults with the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. And of these detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you. You must be blameless and before the Lord. The only way you're blameless is because of Jesus Christ. Spells don't work unless you start believing they do. Hexes don't work unless on Christians unless you start believing they do. The best opposition against counterfeit spiritual authority is for you and I to be walking in the real spiritual authority that God gives. That's the answer. If you're going to oppose counterfeit spiritual authority, you better make sure that the spiritual authority that you have is from God. And you're walking in it. That's the reason we need to say, we are the children of God. That song said, I am a child of God. That song is powerful because it's a proclamation that we are worshiping God when we sing it, but we're proclaiming out loud, I am a child of the living God. It's like we're talking about when the witch came to visit, and Rita can tell you a lot more about her side of that. Yeah, she's back there. I pick on her a lot about that, calling me from lunch, said, look, there's a witch up here. Get here quick. And I said, well, tell her to leave or just cast it out of her. Dude, you just handle it. No, get here quick. You know, and y'all heard that. I'm not going to go into all that story. But you know, she said, I had a pineapple, brass pineapple thing. Said, I'll set that on fire. I said, you may can, but you can't do it here. Oh, yes, I can. I said, nah, you can't do it here. Why? Why can't I? That's what she said. Why can't I? I said, greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world, or she that is in the world. Well, I'm telling you, I can. I said, give it your best shot. Grunted, groaned, moaned, all this kind of stuff. You know, and I'm reminded of not that I am an Elijah, because I'm not calling myself that, but I'm reminded of Elijah in his day of going up against the gods of Baal. What's wrong? Is he going to the bathroom? Maybe you're not saying it loud enough. Holler a little louder. Why? Why was the opposition to her so strong? It was God. I knew who I was. I know who I am. I know the authority that he's given me. I know the power that he resides in me. And I'm not going to think you're just going to come up in here and just do whatever you think you want to do. Not. Why is that? Because the demonstration of power is from him. See, we get locked up in the power of demonstration. Y'all missing that. But we need to be demonstrating the power of God, not saying, well, listen, this thing of all this rebellion that is going on. Saul thought he was okay by doing partially what God said to do. The prophet Samuel told him, this is what God says, go into the Amalekites and destroy everything and everybody. Everything and everybody. But he goes in, he sees some of them animals look pretty good. We need to save them for the boys. He even spared the life of the king. And Samuel walks up and he says, "Hey, how come you didn't obey what God said?" "Oh, I have. What do they hear?" "What is this bleeding of the sheep? What do you mean you have?" See, the essence of that story is, it says this over in Samuel. It says, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. What does that say? That means if you have any rebellion, oops. See, you don't have to be operating in seances and cards and all this other kind of stuff to be dabbling in witchcraft. All you got to do is be in rebellion. Ooh. That's the reason we need to watch the faces of witchcraft. Why? Because that's the covertness of it. It's hidden. It tries to be hidden. It tries to be, unseen and go under the radar of being detected. And it says stubbornness is as a sin of idolatry. Stubbornness. I will give you pastors after my own heart that will feed you knowledge and understanding. The knowledge and understanding of this, that if you have a stubbornness about you, you're operating in idolatry. "Well, I don't believe that." Well, you don't believe the Bible. You hearing me? That's the reason this covertness, we have to make sure that we're not being caught unaware of what's going on. And our flesh being entrapped by what's being said or what's happening. It actually took Saul out of position. God wants us to be established on who He is, who we are in Him, and what He's told us to do, and what He tells us to do, we need to go do it. Yes? What He tells us to do, we need to go do it. Because He said rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. So, what is this thing with witchcraft? Counterfeit spiritual authority. Like I said before, the best opposition to witchcraft or counterfeit spiritual authority is to walk in the true authority of God, submitted to Him, establishing our lives no longer of the world, even though I'm in the world, establishing who my life belongs to, and therefore yielding my submission to Him and operating against spiritual forces and spiritual wickedness in high places. He said, that's what you wrestle against. It's closer. What he's saying is closer than you think. But we have, unfortunately, says we wrestle not, period. We ain't doing that. We got some denominations that teach you don't have to do it. It doesn't exist. It's not true, but they teach it. Some of this stuff you begin to see that where we have foolishly dabbled in some of it that is overt, that is openly. Horoscopes, Ouija boards, palm reading, superstitions, Lucky Charms. That's not a cereal. Fortune telling, life reading, seances, Dungeons and Dragons, tea leaf reading, crystal balls, spells, mental telepathy, tarot cards, voodoo, handwriting analysis, ESP, reading minds, magic eight ball, hexes, books on the occults, channeling. Just goes on and on. Here's what my Bible says over in Acts chapter 19. You can write this down. Here's what my Bible says, and yours does too. Many also of those, see, here it is. Paul has been been hit with this thing concerning this little girl that walks around and saying they're servants of the Most High God, you know, talking about salvation and all that. She was saying the truth, but she was being led by the enemy to bring distraction, disruption, and division, even though what she said was true. But anyway, Paul dealt with that, cast it out of her. And the Bible says in verse 18 of Acts 19, many also of those who had believed kept coming, confessing, disclosing their practices. Man, it impacted the people so much, says, whoa, I got to do some house cleaning myself. Listen to this. And many of those who practiced magic, which was black magic, brought their books together and began burning them in the sight of all. And they counted up the price of them and found it to be 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord was growing mightily and prevailing. Why? Because true spiritual authority came into play and opposed the very witchcraft that was being going on, that's been going on. Here's what I'm saying. All of this stuff, if you've been involved with Ouija boards, if you've been involved with seances, if you've been involved with any of that stuff that I read, see, that is of the darkness. That is witchcraft. You need to gather that stuff up. You need to gather that stuff up, and you need to take it out in your backyard, and you need to burn it. Bible even talks about, you know, there was an idol that that had some type of gold on it, and they was wanting to keep the gold off of it because it has high value. But let us scrape the gold off of it. Let's keep the gold because it has a high value. God says no. Everything connected to that thing's got to go. Boy, this is just one of those hip hip hooray messages, ain't it? But I'm telling you, we cannot be fooled any longer. We have got to know the truth. We've got to have the truth told to us, and we've got to be able to operate in the truth, which means we've got to be able to get all of this stuff gathered together, take it outside, and burn every bit of it. Renounce everything of ever being involved in it. Are you hearing me? This is a position of a Christian. Well, I don't have to do that. I'm just saved. Listen, it is the connection to witchcraft that, listen, do y'all know the passage that talks about do not give Satan, do not give the enemy a what? A foothold. You know what that is? The door's about to close, but my foot's there and it cannot close completely. Do you know what that is in the Bible? In the Bible, that means that is a secure place for me to advance. I'll just wait till you get tired of pushing against the door. And once you get tired of it, or you just think I'm not there anymore, when you just relax, I'm in. Why? My foothold is already there. An advancement can be made. That's when he says, don't give him a single foothold to advance his agenda. Y'all having fun yet? Boy, I am. Listen, I have had a rough week all week long. You know why? This right here. I'm telling you. Opposition. I just keep telling him who I am, who he is. I am a child of the Most High God. Amen. Nothing you can do is going to be able to stop this. Witchcraft being this thing, it will do, it uses, now listen to me carefully, it uses manipulation, domination, intimidation, control, and legalism. Manipulation, to try to control other people against their will, Matter of fact, I heard it came from a a church in the county that the pastor in the county told one of the guys, says, "Man, you've got a great spiritual gift." "What is my spiritual gift?" "It's the gift of manipulation." Now, it was spoken out of ignorance, but it was spoken. Are y'all hearing me? To manipulate people, to try to manipulate them against their will to do something that they don't want to do, and just use it to control them. That's what this thing does. Dominates, to take command or exercise control. "No, you can't. I'm not going to let you do that. You know, you can't do that." And try to dominate over the other person. Intimidation, to threat, to threaten, to scare, to bully, to terrorize, to get them to do what you want done. Listen, let me go back to this thing concerning this thing about, now I believe in peaceful protest. You know why? Our government allows that. But did you hear me say I believe in peaceful protest? This stuff of just out and out rebellion, burning places, burning cars, burning cities, that is nothing but lawlessness and rebellion, which means it's witchcraft. Say it like it is. Are you hearing me? I'm not getting political, but I am telling you that for it to be redefined and say that it's something else when it's really just a mob. Are you hearing me? This mob rule. Do you know who faced mob rule? Jesus. Jesus faced mob rule. We want what we want, not what anybody else. We want what we want. And even the government says, "Look, we don't find anything wrong with him, but we want what we want. We want him dead." That's mob rule. Witchcraft. I want what I want, and I'm not going to stop till I get it. Rebellion. Witchcraft. And I'm not ashamed to say it, because it's true. We have got to rise up, say what's the truth, and say, whether they listen to us or not, we have got to rise up and speak the truth to the very things that are happening in this nation, in the city, in wherever it is that we're going. When darkness begins to show its ugly head, we just step in. "Oh, you don't have anything here." Yeah, this house has had a couple of encounters with people that wanted to do what they wanted to do. Just come in and say, "Well, I'm here to do this." "No, well, you can't do that here." "Well, God told me." "It may have, but it wasn't a God who's talking to me." See, we face all kinds of things. We're not afraid. How's that other song, Dan? Is Dan here? There you are. You moved. I will not be. What is it? Something about fear. What is it? No longer a slave to fear. No longer a slave to fear. Being a slave to fear, you begin to follow the very things that is the least amount of pressure in your life. Intimidation, to threaten, control is to take control over another person. See, that's what Jezebel did. Want to control. Lie, cheat, steal, do whatever you got to do to make sure the end result is what you're after. It matters not what you have to do to get there. That's evil. That's witchcraft. Now, don't shout me down. Legalism. Here it is. Legalism. Well, what do you mean by legalism? Paul told the people that Galatia, here's what he said. He said, "You foolish Galatians, who has what? Bewitched you Don't tell me that Christians can't. Yes, we can. Who has bewitched you? How so? How so? How so? He said, did you not start this walk in the Spirit by faith? And now you want to bring in works to be able to maintain it and to be able to keep it? He said, this is a spell. Somebody has led you to believe that grace is not enough. You got to add the works in it, and then therefore it's not great. When you start adding works to obtain it, it's no longer grace. And he says, somebody's teaching you, which means, he said, this word bewitch means to mislead you with the eyes. To mislead you with the eyes, being bewitched. And he's talking to Christians. That's the reason this thing about you cannot earn your salvation. You cannot even earn your ability to keep salvation. He is the keeper of who you are. So this thing about we have to add works, we have to add this stuff into the process of our walk with God, that is, we are being bewitched. We can't do that. Why? It is who he is and who we are in him. By the way, y'all familiar with the passage that Jesus told, he asked the disciples, who do they say I am? Then he says, who do you say that I am? And Peter says, what? Does anybody know? Thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. You know what Jesus said? Flesh and blood, man has not revealed this to you. I'm getting to the place. Listen, man's not revealed this to you. This came by revelation. And that's the reason he says, and upon this rock. Rock is a little R. Not, some people said upon Peter. No, it is not upon Peter. It is upon the rock. What is the rock? Revelation from the Father. Upon revelation being given to you, I will build my church. Upon the revelation that the Father gives you, that's how he's building his church. And then he goes on and says, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Hell will not be able to withstand what the church is bringing. Church is bringing the revelation from the Father, being lived out, being inside us, and it becomes who we are. And then he goes on and says, I give you the keys. Watch this. He said, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Notice he didn't say, I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Why didn't he say that? Because Jesus has already opened up heaven. He rent the veil of access. Jesus has already done it. Then he says, I give you the keys of. What does that mean? What did it say? Gates, keys. That means I can unlock hell. If hell is being operated on this earth, we've got the keys to unlock it. No, you're not taking them. You're not going to do that. Why? Because you're bringing a building from the Jesus Christ by revelation of him revealing to you through the Word of God and revealing to you a power that it cannot oppose. That's another thing. I'm a child of the living God, and I'm being built. I am personally being built by Jesus Christ through the revelation of my Father. And whatever hell is given, I can unlock it and disrupt it. That's not pride and arrogance. That's the Word of God. We have got to step into this, understand this, gain understanding with it, and operate in it, and stop this own force, this onslaught that witchcraft is doing. I'm telling you the truth. It's late. So the Apostle Paul begins to tell them, that this thing of obscuring, see, these things of works and all will obscure. It will obscure the cross. Why? Because it depends upon the work that I do now and not on the work that he's done on the cross. That's the reason we can't tolerate this thing about mixing our works with our faith to attain what God said we already have. We should have faith, and because we have faith, it should cause us to work from that point of faith, not from that point of attaining, but that point of faith. Because I have faith, it produces a work. Without that, it's dead. Last one. Will y'all give me this last one? Elijah is put to the test, like we mentioned him before. Elijah's put to the test. He's got all these Baal prophets, all these false prophets, and all that. We've mentioned that just a moment ago, and the test comes, and he actually, once the test comes, and he says, all right, you burn your sacrifice, and nothing happens. Then he puts his sacrifice down. Then he says, pour some water on it, tells him pour water on it 3 or 4 times, and it fills up, and it's overflowing. I mean, the very trenches are overflowing with water. And he calls down fire from heaven. Watch this. He calls down fire from heaven. Why? Because he got access. He calls down fire from heaven. The fire comes down and licks up every bit of the water. Sacrifice it and it licks up every drop of the water. Powerful, right? I mean, powerful. Here's what King Ahab tells his wife, Jezebel. Jezebel says, and she goes to Elijah and says, here's what I've got to tell you. The same thing that you did to them, because she killed every prophet he had all the prophets, all the false prophets brought, and he killed them, took them out. She says, you need to understand this. Same thing happened to them. By this time tomorrow, I'm going to do to you. This man just called down fire from heaven and then turned right around and called down rain that hadn't rained 3 years. Same day, he called down fire, called down rain. Here's the intimidation. Here's the threats. By this time tomorrow, same thing's going to happen to you. I'll have you. You will be dead. Fear strikes his heart. He runs for his very life. Gets depressed. Gets up under a tree and asks God, just take me out. Just take me out. God asks him, what are you doing here? Has God ever asked you that? He has me. What are you doing here, son? This is no place for you. Once again, that's that spoken word. That's that thing of wanting to intimidate. Don't be intimidated by people that's carrying something. They think they're carrying all this and carrying all that. Don't be intimidated by them. Stand in the very life of God of who you are. See, this thing that happened to him, and it happens to us too. And here's the sequence. Discouragement, confusion, depression, loss of vision, being disoriented, withdrawal, despair, and defeat. That are some of the aspects of where the witchcraft wants to take you and I. Why? We're believing something that's not from God. We're hearing something that's not from God. So he wants to remind you of who you are. I want that passage back. Are we still alive up there? I want that passage brought back up about 1 John 4. And I'm going to... Well, let me hit this. I may as well hit this running. I'm not going to be running, by the way, but I may as well hit this. Some of this stuff, listen to this. Christian Science, Hinduism, Jehovah's Witness, Mormonism, Islam, Yoga, New Age, KKK, Freemasonry, the Masonic. Listen, I'm telling you, it's not of God. It's not of God. Well, how do you know that? Because at age 22, I went in it. Went through the first, listen, age 22, I went in it. I was a Christian. Very, not really strong in my Christian walk. Not really, but I was in it. I got in it. Took the first teaching, took the first thing, and in the middle of that, I heard the voice of God speak to me boldly. Here's one of those signs. What are you doing here? This is not me. I began to hear all the stuff that they wanted me to say and chant and all this kind of stuff. And it's like my stepfather was in it. My best friend was in it. I can name you people that was in it. I came out of that first meeting knowing God has spoken to me and I'm done. I start telling them. People says, oh, no. And I said, oh, yes. Whether they turn against me or not, I know the voice of God. I knew it then, and I said, I got to get out of this. It's making vows and talking about curses upon you. And I'm like, something's wrong here. He said, what are you doing here? I remember Doug Logan talking about gathering, God speaking to him about the Freemasonry stuff, and he gathers up all the stuff in the middle of the night, or it's nighttime, and he gathers all the aprons and all the stuff that's connected with it, goes outside in the yard and burns it. How high was the flame, Doug? Flames just went up. Why? Hey, he said, I'm not going to have anything else to do with this. And I got, there'll be people that won't mention it because they got people in the church that's in it and they're afraid to lose them. I ain't afraid. I'm going to tell you the truth. If you don't want to listen to it, then you don't have to listen to it, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, that applause is for him, not me. Because I'm like outside of God, I'll hide with the rest of you. But when the Spirit of God starts getting, messing with you and start, listen, I cannot but speak of what God has said. I will not be quiet. Stand to your feet. Let's declare this. Universalism, atheism, Scientology, secular human. There's a new one you better be watching out for. It is called British Israel Church of God. It's not God. You better be watching out for it. That's a new one. Everybody breathe deep. Take a deep breath. Do it again. Now, if y'all want to, y'all can come back up here and take these gifts if I made you mad. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I love you enough to do it. I really do. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming, and now it is already in the world. Let's read it together. Here we go. Read it out loud. You are God, the children, and overcome them, because greater is he who is in you Amen. 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 I'm gonna dismiss everybody, but if you've been involved with any of this stuff that we've talked about and you want prayer, I want you to come down to this altar, and we're going to pray over you, and we're going to help you renounce this stuff and get you back on the right track. So if any of this stuff that you've been involved in, don't be afraid to come down. This is the place that you find the freedom. Amen. Without being judged. So if you have If you have dabbled in it, you have been it, and you want to have prayer with by the leadership, I want all of our leaders to come, pastors and leaders, I want you to come up, and we're going to pray for these people. So if you have you want cleansing from this, you want to be able to have prayer covering from this, I want you to come now. I want you to just leave where you are and come down here now. Come on. Come on. This is your time. This is your time. Come on. Yeah. All right. Any more? Come quickly. Okay. We're having a by the way, this is not a Halloween message, but you really need to be careful with Halloween. You need to teach your children some of the things that are not healthy about Halloween. Ain't nothing wrong with candy. There ain't nothing wrong with any of that. But this, you know, you need to understand it. But we are going to have a fun day tonight at 5 o'clock, 5 to 7, so come on out. Father, bless this congregation. And Lord, may we walk in the very light of your word, and may we show forth your strength, your power, and your glory. And may we not be caught unaware with the trickery of what the enemy wants to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org. Or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.